Are you looking for the top 10 most streamed funk songs of all time? You are in the right place. But first, some notice wave.
You'll never forget it, just like Litvinov and Trotsky that changed their names. You'll never forget it. Whenever they haul out one of these little communist spies, you'll notice the length of the nose. You'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. Just like Litvinov and Trotsky that changed their names. You'll notice that it says in the paper in parentheses, Cohen. You'll never forget it. But you'll notice it from now on. You can't help it. And ladies and gentlemen, once you notice the truth, you never can forget it. You'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. From now on, you'll start noticing every time you see a communist group, you will begin to notice what the leaders look like and who they are. You'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. After this speech tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you know what's going to happen to you as happened to me once? From now on, whenever they haul out one of these little communist spies, you'll notice the length of the nose. You'll never forget it. When they tell you that the names of the new English spies are the Krogers, you'll notice that it says in the paper in parentheses, Cohen. You'll notice that when it says up in Canada, they catch Harry Rose and Sam Carr as the leaders of communism in Canada. Turns out Rose's name is Rosenberg and Carr's real name is Cohen. Just like Litvinov and Trotsky, they changed their names. But you'll notice it from now on, you can't help it. And ladies and gentlemen, once you notice the truth, you never can forget it. It's possible to convert from a lie to the truth. But I never heard of anybody, once having found the truth, going back to a lie. You'll never do it. No matter what you think of me tonight, no matter what you think of this speech, from now on you'll start noticing every time you see a communist group, you will begin to notice what the leaders look like and who they are. You'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. From now on, whenever they haul out one of these little communist spies, you'll notice the length of the nose. You'll never forget it. From now on, you'll start noticing every time you see a communist group, you will begin to notice what the leaders look like and who they are.
Is in the dark, devil's nest, take the kids down, never put them back, out the whole black, it's his eyes, watch his scurry fast, tunnel rats, how many are down, there is fucking
packs. Okay,
packed.
Over at the wall, see a gap in it, there's a high chair sitting in the back of it, and blood stains on a kid's mattress, does anybody want to explain that to us? Hey, I look at the screen and I see a little teenage freak trying to flee from the scene. I look at his nose and I notice it's one of God's chose, if you know what I mean. Couldn't help but be so suspicious. Listen how he squeaks and he hisses. Hiding from the camera, dirty little mamzer. Run away to hide from the police, but they won't investigate. Got money from investors and left the case. Your buddy's with Jeff, your Podesta's mate. And that's why rabbis always get to rape. A real life splinter, but with kids for your dinner, waiting at the sewer gate for your pizza. What you gonna say to your maker when he already knows that you play for the reaper? Repent!
Rats in the synagogue, what is in the dark? Devil's nest, take the kids down, never put them back. Out the whole black, it's his eyes, watch his scurry fast. Tunnel rats, how many are down? There is fucking
okay,
packs.
Over at the wall, see a gap in it. There's a high chair sitting in the back of it, and blood stains on a kid's mattress. Does anybody want to explain that to us? Hey!
Aided by some box. what's happening. It's obvious that they are used for trafficking, organ harvesting, child butchering, dragging kids into the abyss is staggering. People will actually have to be challenging the pirated narrative on this kidnapping thing, grabbing things into the tunnels that they're accessing. Stories vanishing because it's so damaging to this chosen race of rats worshipping the devil underneath the flat, below the ground level, scrying and scratching evil spirits. If you listen real close, you can hear them speak Yiddish. Acidic vermin, rodents, yes, vampiric bloodletting, libel pest. How bad Lubavitch cronies, they burrow into hell by the, cause the homesick tunnel rats in the synagogue. What is in the dark devil's nest? Take the kids down, never put them back out the whole black. It's its eyes, watch it scurry fast. Tunnel rats, how many are down? There is fucking
okay,
packs.
Over at the wall, see a gap in it. There's a high chair sitting in the back of it, and blood stains on a kid's mattress. Does anybody want to explain that to us? Hey.
We did promise you not to play the new trendy fashion music that is coming hot in 2024, and you've just heard two tracks. One was by Killio TV, my favorite artist by far, and that was You'll Never Forget It. And the second was Fashionova with Zed Kyle, Tunnel Rats. Hope you enjoyed these tunes. I'm going to be playing some more of those as the next few episodes, but for the time being, let's get back to the main menu of this episode, which is the top 10 most streamed funk songs of all time, starting with number 10. Starting at number 10 in reverse order, of course, we have Sahara by Henson with 264 million streams so far. That track was released on 16th of November 2021 by the Black 17 music label that's probably now extinct, I think. And yeah, it just, his name is Arthur, he's Ukrainian. That song was everywhere in 2022. This is when I first heard it. And let's move to the next one. At number 9, we have the Giga Chat theme, the Funk House version. This was released in the summer, August 2022, with 266 million streams. And it is by an artist called G3OXM. God knows what that means. I was actually surprised to find out that he's a Romanian artist, but big up for them. We all know the tune. It features this Giga Chat meme. Is it big because of that meme theme, or is it big? I think the tune is fire anyway, so.
Six feet,
Number 8, we have Funky Town. You just heard Funky Town by Player Funk. This shows how much diverse this scene is. Player Funker, he's Danish. The track was released in 16th of March 2021 by a Sony derivative. The label is called Arista. Apparently, he made his breakthrough hit 45 minutes using his gaming computer in his bedroom. It just shows how the scene was developed very organically by people who embraced his sound. As I said, we all think that most of the artists are from Russia and Ukraine. Actually, we just had a Danish before there was a man in person, so yeah man, everybody knows Funky Town. Now the next track that you're going to listen is number 7, and that's Live Another Day by Courthill. I'm gonna reserve any information about Courthill because he has more tracks in this top 10 with 273 million streams. Now the next one is something special. Number 6 we have Worth Nothing by Twisted Future and Oliver 3 with 287 million streams. That song, I've heard it first on SoundCloud before at the time I was not at home. In late 2022, it was interesting because it was gaining so much popularity. I noticed there were multiple releases of this or remixes of this song, and therefore, you know, you couldn't help but notice it. Now, Oliver Tree, a little bit of history. Oliver Tree is almost like a jolty artist, a pop artist who announced his own determination of his his career. Then this tune came out. Twisted is another artist who has continued producing funk, with doing a remix, for example, for Court Held Shaquille, Precision with Saffron, Watson Blade with Saffron. So I'm not sure how they came together, but this is a legendary tune, and it's featured in the Fast and Furious mixtape, an essential funk album for anybody who likes funk. You definitely need to hear that. But next, getting into the top five, and we have Vendetta, 305 million streams. That song was released in May 22, still very much 22, and it was released by Sad Friend and Mook, or M-U-P-P. Sad Friend is a Chicago-based rapper. Mook is a young artist. I don't know much about him, but I just know that his name is Luke and he's Russian. That's all I know, unfortunately, but enjoy the tune. Let's fucking go.
Выйди нахуй из комнаты, я сюда
долбоёб.
Diamonds on my wrist, brass knuckles on my finger. I'm bumping motherfuckers in the face in the pit. My hand in the air, I got a hundred in a clip. Little bitch, don't break that. I'ma put a penny through his chest like a penny. Lay it down. This chopper gon' have a run in. But fuck it, all this bitch, I'ma fuck a red light. Come in a bad little bitch in the crib, she out to sleep. I'ma walk up in this bitch, I don't care if they tell me come in.
Thank you.
Next track is Rave by Dark. Now, who hasn't listened to number 4 with 395 million streams? And there's a very interesting Notice Wave remix of that, but I'll let you discover that. And it is by Dark. Very interesting spelling of his name. This guy's an Algerian. He was the most streamed North African or Middle Eastern Spotify artist, believe it or not. Yeah, but Dark, man, it's all over the place. It was released, as I said, March 2022. And you're about to hear Close Eyes by Durst. I pronounced this correctly. Durst is a Russian artist. And he released this tune in May 2021. And that has, we're over the 400 now, 480 almost million streams. Metamorphosis by Interweave. Know very few things about Interworld, even though this is a number 2 of the top 10 most streamed funk songs of all time. It was released in November 2021. All we know that Interworld is Russian. His name is Ivan. He started Interworld in 2019. He released a single before that called Once Again, and that's about it. We don't know much more about this guy. So imagine that, right? What I find very interesting is that all these funk artists, they're either hidden or nobody knows much about them, or they don't like popularity, or I don't know. Then they definitely have weird names with weird spelling that I can't spell. And number one, well, I told you, we were going to talk about Courthill, didn't I? Courthill, Murder in My Mind, number one, most streamed song of all time, 633 million streams. How the hell do you get there unless you're a super genius funk motherfucker? And he's not just doing funk, by the way, lately he's been diversifying, but yeah, his releases have been mostly about funk, and he's been making Brazilian funk, he's been making a little bit more commercial, but I mean, more mainstream dance music lately. This tune was released in 2022. He's been releasing tracks throughout 2021. He's based in LA, actually, not in Chicago. I thought he was in Chicago, but he's based in LA. I thought he was not in LA to start with, but right now he's based there. And if anything, he is the one artist most likely to break through funk. He's like the figurehead. He's wearing masks, you know. He's like a marshmallow funk. There, I said it. And that was it. That was the episode. Enjoy Courthill and join us again in another episode of the Freak Beats EDM podcast with your host Johnny Wong. And next time, remember, get your freak.